Misfits Audio presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 6, Caged. Snow coats the countryside of England in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare, as monarchs fight to claim the throne and fairies roam the lands. Within the Lancastrian court, a banshee has doomed a knight of the realm and paid the price for it.
Your Majesty, what harm has Isabel ever done? She has served you loyally as a lady-in-waiting, ever doing your bidding.
She was always a bother, questioning my decisions, claiming I cared not for the dirty peasants who besmirched this land. We know now why none would have her to wife. She is a witch! She would kill us all!
Based on her hair, many women age prematurely.
Pardon?
Always excepting your Majesty. Mothers seem half their age, particularly ones as lovely as yourself. Please, you would not condemn to death a woman for having dark hair or ginger hair.
Ha! That is the sure sign of a witch.
And even if she were, why would she be so close to your Majesty and not do you harm, since that was in her power?
No doubt for her own nefarious purposes. Do you not know how difficult our position is? The army is weak, held up only by our new Scotsmen, and yet that very influx of arms has caused the others to question our entire aim. I am so alone.
Allow Lady Isabel to live. Prove that you are a different sort of leader to that of the vile House of York.
We learned from them the importance of violence to secure victory. If a just cause were enough, our Henry would never have lost the throne, and our son would be firmly established as heir. Why did he have to be so weak? Why did we have to take the burden of leadership?
My queen, have mercy on one who suffers.
Make an example of her.
We meet again, my lady. I asked to have you first, but the queen was insistent I began the wheel without delay. Feeling comfortable on it?
Stop, you knave!
I am under orders from Her Majesty.
Ah yes, the old, I was just following orders. Put your arms around my neck.
I can't, Richard. They won't move.
Good God. What did he do to you?
Where am I?
The fairy cabin. We cannot flee while you are injured, and they will not look for us here. I fear not the fairies' threats.
Oh, Richard, you've thrown away your career for me, your entire life.
No, they did when causing an innocent to suffer.
Somehow I knew you would come for me. Richard, do you love me?
We will speak of it when you are well.
For a banshee, you are fond of company.
Can you help her?
Perhaps. For a price.
You made her into this thing. You are the reason she was tortured. Now fix this.
Mortal boys, always so full of haste and anger. There's no need for me to help her.
No need? How can you say that when she bleeds upon your cavern floor?
Silly boy, watch her. She is no longer mortal kind. It is the only reason I allowed you both passage into my realm.
It is magic. Your arms are healed.
Now will you cease troubling me with these trifles?
Thank you.
It was not I, foolish dear. Banshees cannot be slain or harmed for long. They are death itself.
I feel completely refreshed, although the horror of it stays in my mind.
Can you climb out? I have a horse hidden near at hand. We can flee on the road. I have family in St. Albans we can stay with.
Will that not be the first place they look to?
Not with rumours of the York army already encamped there.
Sir Richard, you would have us ride straight into enemy territory? That is madness.
This audio has featured the voice talent of Alex Gilmore as Sir Richard Bolingbroke, Tricia Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou, Colin D. Snow as Lancastrian soldier, Rachel Rumler as Lady Isabel Langley, Megan O'Kelly as the Fairy Queen. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incorpotech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitsaudio.com for more episodes.